North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving holiday yesterday, and as you are with friends and family today, maybe possibly, I hope that you enjoyed this day as well. Some people had to work, and that's okay too. We appreciate those who have worked during the holiday, and we appreciate that. Right now, I have on the line with me Sherry Armstrong, and she's a longtime friend. I went to Alabama back in 1997 as a student and attended Northwood Church of Christ, and come to love the Armstrong family, and Sherry has a new book out, and I wanted Sherry to come on the Mark Wyatt Show to share about this book and what she hopes it will accomplish being a caretaker. The book is called On My Knees, Bible in Hand. It's a spiritual survival guide for caregivers. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Sherry Armstrong.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out about this book, because I really wrote it in the hopes that it would help others who had gone through the same experience, and I really appreciate that opportunity to reach out to others.
I want to say at the beginning here, Jeff was a very special guy, and you know I posted those years ago about me and my granddad going to the Alabama football game, and granddaddy was looking for tickets for us to go to the ball game, my very first Alabama football game. And Jeff had faculty tickets. He made those available to my granddad so that I was able to go watch my very first Alabama game. And to a kid, to a young person that's, say, 10, 11, 12 years old, that is something that's a very special memory. Jeff just stayed in my mind as the person who gave me that very first opportunity to go to a University of Alabama football game.
Well, he was a special person, and he impacted a lot of people without even realizing it. But he, as you know, he battled rheumatoid arthritis just about all of his life from childhood. And that didn't make it easy. And as he got older, it became even harder. And that's, he became non-ambulatory, that is, either in a wheelchair or a hospital bed, about 9 years before he passed away. And that's when I really became a 24/7 caregiver for almost 9 years. And that gets tough. And I know you have listeners out there who are in a caregiving situation, and it might be parents, it might be a spouse, it might be special needs children, whatever it is, it's tough. It is hard to do it day after day, month after month, and it's just hard. And that's what I hope this book can help with.
Well, and hope is what we need. I have a friend, Peter Rosenberger. He has a program, Hope for the Caregiver. I believe I mentioned that to you. And his wife, Gracie, he takes care of her. One of the things that I appreciated about Peter was the fact that he took his experience and what he's going through taking care of his wife, Gracie, and then shared that with others so that they know that they're not alone. Because obviously, if you're taking care of a person and you have a lot of responsibility there, to take time out to do that, to say, okay, here's some challenges I'm going through, and here are some things that you may be going through, and let's talk about what we can do to help each other moving forward. That's a pretty big step for someone who has that kind of responsibility.
It certainly is. It is a lonely job. I know everyone who goes through it, if they feel the way I felt, they feel like they're the only one in the world having to do this. And that's not the case, but that's the way it feels at the time. We need, like you say, hope and encouragement, and a way to know that you can get through it, and you can not only survive, but you can thrive. You can build your relationships. You can learn so much when you go through an experience like this.
Sherry, you mentioned that you had taken care of Jeff 24/7 for 9 years, and he passed away November 17th, 2019. At what point did you start thinking, I need to put my thoughts down onto paper and try to create something that can be a guide for caretakers?
Well, that's a good question. And it wasn't obviously an overnight thing. The way I got through it, and that's as the title of my book indicates, I did a lot of praying and I did a lot of Bible study. And, you know, prayer is great, but prayer by itself is just a one-sided conversation. So you actually have to dig into the word to get some answers as well. So I had kind of collected, I had been making notes all those years about passages that helped me or gave me strength or gave me courage or whatever it was I needed at the time I read it. And so I had made a collection of those. And after he passed away, there were really two things that prompted this. One, I felt like I had been serving God by taking care of Jeff, and all of a sudden that job was gone, and I needed a new focus, a new way to serve God, and what a lot of people may call purpose. I needed a new purpose. And so the other thing is, I had been totally absorbed in our situation, and as your listeners may know, it's kind of an all-consuming task. You really have to have blinders on to focus on what you've got to do every day to keep things going and to keep your loved one as comfortable as possible. So after he passed away, I kind of looked up, got my head above water, and I looked around and realized there were a lot of other people in my situation. And I feel like it's going to be even more prevalent as we go on, because all of us baby boomers are getting to that age where we're going to need being taken care of. So I thought, well, I've got this. I survived it. And I feel good about how I did it, and I just want to see if I can share that somehow with others who are going through this. And so that's how the idea got started.
Right now we're talking to Sherry Armstrong. She is now an author, On My Knees, Bible in Hand, A Spiritual Survival Guide for Caregivers. And Sherry, if it's okay, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I do want to have some conversation about the book itself and moving forward with this as people look at wanting to have help and a guide when they're a caregiver themselves. And as you mentioned, we don't know when that role will be ours to take. There are people that we love and care about right now who are healthy, but that situation can change quickly, and then suddenly we're in a situation where we're a caregiver. So I want people who are thinking right now, that's not me, this doesn't apply to me, to think that, okay, the potential for this down the road is there. If we can think about that, I hope people will stick with us as we continue this conversation. Will you stick with me, Sherry?
I sure will.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Sherry Armstrong about her new book, On My Knees, Bible in Hand, A Spiritual Survival Guide for Caregivers. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm glad to have this special friend on the line with me right now. Her name is Sherry Armstrong. I knew the Armstrongs way back when I was a kid, but had an opportunity to get to know them better when I was a student at the University of Alabama. And right now I have Sherry Armstrong on the line with me as she has come out with a new book. It's called On My Knees, Bible in Hand, A Spiritual Survival Guide for Caregivers. I wanted Sherry to be able to share about this book, share about some of her experiences, why she wanted to create a guide, and then to help you. If you're a caregiver, maybe this can help you. And if you're a person who in the future will be a caregiver, this may be something that you think back and say, you know, I remember that conversation that Mark had with Sherry Armstrong, and there was a book, and I need to get that now because I'm in that position. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sherry Armstrong.
Thank you, Mark. I do, as I said, appreciate the opportunity, mostly because I just want people to know about it, because I want them to have access to it if it will help them in any way, because caregiving is a tough job and we need all the help we can get.
Yeah, I mentioned in the last segment that there's the potential there for all of us to be caregivers. One of the things that you did mention that Jeff had the rheumatoid arthritis from a very young age. And so obviously you committed to Jeff. He committed to you. You became married. You did become ultimately a caregiver for him. But I guess my whole point is that you knew that something was going on prior to marriage.
Well, that is correct. And when we met, he was totally upfront with me about his limitations. And we both knew that his condition could progress and eventually lead to really serious health issues, but it always happens faster than you think it will. He was only about 56 when he had to retire on disability. It came at us so fast that it was like the blink of an eye that it happened. And there we were, and we just had to deal with it. And as you said, I had committed and I had vowed before God that I was going to take care of him. And I did. But that did not make it easier. It's a hard situation.
And the two things that you talked about in the first segment, and it goes with the title of your book, On My Knees, Bible in Hand, and you mentioned that, yes, you can pray, and you talked about the fact that your study of the Bible, in addition to your prayer life, was what really helped you move forward.
That's correct. Of course, I've been a Bible student most of my life, but I really began digging in and finding passages. And I'm not saying that I did this on my own. I truly believe God had a hand in it, and he taught me so many things. But I would find passages that just spoke to me about what I was dealing with at the time, and they really helped me to get through it. The book itself is concise. It's only a little over 40 pages. That is intentional because caregivers do not have a lot of time. They cannot sit down and read a 300-page book about how they should feel better. So I kept it concise, and I also organized it around the different emotions that we experience as caregivers. And then there's a whole gamut of them. There's sorrow, there's anger, there's isolation is one of them. And that's one of the things that we've kind of alluded to. It's a lonely job. You feel like no one else knows what you're going through. So there's several 8 or 10 emotions that I deal with and describe what I went through with those feelings. And then I include the passages out of the Bible that I found that helped me. Now, I also encourage the readers to study on their own because they may find passages that speak to them, but at least they have something to start with. It's kind of a roadmap of how I navigated all these emotions with God's help and what he taught me in all of that.
One of the people I think about as you're talking to me, Sherry, is a young lady, Holly Douglas. Right now, she's in Tupelo, Mississippi, waiting, hoping, praying for her husband to recover. He was hit as he was delivering packages in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Her struggles, she posts about them during this time because, as I mentioned, she's in hopes that he will recover. He's had a traumatic brain injury. I think about people like her and her husband. Here he was, a FedEx driver. He was going out delivering these packages. She's a teacher in Hartsville City Schools. They have 2 children. And she's been at the hospital since October 23rd, hoping that he'll come out of this situation, the coma that he's in, and be able to be responsive. As the situation is right now, she is going to be a caretaker for Will. this is something that she's facing. And as you know, through the Mark White Show, you see post after post, whether it's a person that's taking care of a child or a person that's taking care of a young adult or a person that's taking care of their spouse or a relative or someone that they care about or someone who's out there that just said, this person needs my help and I'm going to be there for them. There are so many people through the Mark White Show who are going through this caretaker life as we speak.
That's correct. And that's one of the reasons I appreciated you asking me to speak about it, because I really just want everyone to know that the book is available. If you are a caregiver or if you know someone who is a caregiver and is struggling, I'm not the authority. I just have the experience and this is how I got through it. And that's really my only credentials, is that I did it and I survived it and I feel good about how I survived it. So I just want them to know that this book is out there, it's available, and it may be helpful to some of these individuals.
Absolutely. And Sherry, I want you to share how people can get the book.
Okay. There are a few avenues. The publisher is selling it directly. You can go to their website. It's called gospelarmory.com. The book is also available through Amazon. And the last I knew, CEI Bookstore there in Athens was also carrying it. That's the only brick and mortar retail store at the moment that has it. Maybe we can get into some other markets, but those three places, gospelarmory.com, Amazon, or CEI Bookstore in Athens.
That's great to hear about CEI, because a couple of days ago I had reached out to Lance Taylor and told him that I would be speaking with you, and I did not know that the book was there yet, so I'm glad to hear that CEI Bookstore Truth Publications has that book available as well for people in this area who can just go by CEI in Athens and pick up the book. Sherry, I do hope that this book will help someone out there. I know that there's someone listening right now who needs it. And as you mentioned, no, you don't have a PhD. There's no big background of education when it comes to being a caregiver, other than the fact, and this is the biggest one, you were there for 9 years for Jeff. You supported him and you did that work 24/7. And so you had that experience. And I want to tell you, Sherry, that I appreciate you taking care of Jeff, keeping your commitment to your husband, and then also deciding that you wanted to help other people in this situation, because I know that at the end of that moment when Jeff breathed his last, there were many options you could have taken to take the path of trying to help other people who are in that situation. What a blessing you are to other people, Sherry, and I want to thank you for what you have done over these years and now to try to help other people. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Mark. Those are very kind words, and I don't feel worthy of them, because I could not have done it without God. I just want everyone to know that He gets the glory for all of it.
Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate the fact that you're able to join me here today and to share this message with others. I hope people are encouraged, and I hope that they will go and get On My Knees, Bible in Hand, A Spiritual Survival Guide for Caregivers. And again, people who are not caregivers yet, this is an opportunity to start thinking about, what if I was in that position? And then think about what you can do and what you will need to gain that strength. And for Sherry, it was prayer. It was study of the Bible. And that helped her as she took care of her husband, Jeff. So thank you again for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Sherry.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this show today as we focus on caregivers, this great task that people take on to care for their loved ones. We appreciate each and every person who takes on that role and that responsibility. I appreciate you here on the Mark White Show more than you know. I see what you're doing, and I wanted to try to help, and I wanted Sherry to come on the show. If this show is an encouragement to you, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to try to make a difference in our communities. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah,
these are my kind of people.
Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. Just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.